from KQED.
Artist Michael Kalish is known for sculpting together mundane objects, like license plates, into stunning images and sculptures. His latest project, in Los Angeles, is inspired by boxing legend Muhammad Ali. And as Colin Berry reports, it really packs a punch.
A troop of architectural students in blue hard hats swarms all over a two-story, two-ton tangle of aluminum in Nokia Plaza, part of the LA Live sports and entertainment complex. They're hanging speed bags, everyday boxers' punching bags, 1,300 of them in different sizes at various heights. Jacques Lissek is one of the installers.
What we're doing is just attaching one end to the carabiner, and it's being pulled up to the guy up top. He's tying it in, and then we then unfurl the bottom and get it tied in at the bottom. And because these are pre-measured, we know that the bags are going to wind up where they need to be in space.
What looks at first to be a random array of bags will, when viewed from one vantage point, reveal a huge, pixelated, photorealistic face of boxing legend Muhammad Ali. The effect smacks you in the face. Supervising the work today, the artist Michael Kalish explains.
I love taking photographs and bleeding everything out and just reducing things to shapes and shadows. And that's what I'm known for in terms of representing portraits and using mixed media assemblage to portray icons. And this was something very similar, but it was pulled out in a three-dimensional fashion.
Kalish is known for making portraits out of license plates, high-end images of icons such as Babe Ruth or Elvis, sold to collectors like Arnold Schwarzenegger and rapper 50 Cent. Kalish has done Ali before, but Realize, the A-L-I is spelled out in all caps, is his first work on such a massive scale. It's also his first partnership with architects.
And where I'm an overarching large picture, they bring this incredible academic, mathematical, this thing is a giant equation of figuring out, mapping where these pixels go individually.
All the parts for Realize were designed and made here at the Euler Wu Collaborative in Silver Lake. Earlier in the week, architect Jenny Wu explained that in order to get Ali's face right, she and partner Dwayne Euler did a lot of digital and physical modeling.
With even the tiniest variation, the face will distort. And that was a real serious concern, especially on Michael's part.
Normally, you'd expect a structure supporting this much weight to have an ugly rectangular design. Euler says not so for a tribute to a light-footed fighter.
What we've tried to do geometrically is design something that works in tandem and in a way that's in keeping with the spirit of the piece. So if you look at the geometry of the pieces, you know, they're very dynamic. They're kind of moving all over the place, almost like there's a sort of dance going on around the bags.
And three. That's why we're hard at fun.
Back in the plaza, Scott Hanley, a vice president at AEG, which manages LA Live, stands off to one side. Hanley says between ball games and concerts this spring, Realize will be seen by 250,000 people.
It gives them an extra added value to come down here, especially the iconic nature of Muhammad Ali, and everybody knows him, and it's such a unique piece that people are going to be looking around like, what is that? And when they get to that money shot, it's amazing.
The bigger story here is that for all its population, L.A. still lacks for a single nightlife destination, a Times Square, and AEG is hoping that L.A. Live becomes it. Realize is part of their larger vision to draw folks here. For Michael Kalish, crowds are good. Keeping these icons visible through original art has become his passion.
My kids are going to grow up thinking that George Foreman invented the grill. That was kind of this running joke I had. And that can't be the case with someone like an icon like Ali. I mean, how do you remember Babe Ruth now? And I think you have to keep them in the in the popular culture. And I think this does a really good job of capturing that.
Realize makes its debut this weekend in Nokia Plaza. This summer it travels to other cities around the world. If all goes as planned, these L.A. artists and architects will have created something no less than a 2-ton, 1,300-bag knockout. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.